Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting in Auckland on a Wednesday night. We're in Christchurch Saturday, Wellington, Kapiti Coast on Sunday, and greetings to people listening around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. We've got a full programme for you tonight, plenty of good music. We've got a few requests to get through as well, and we'll bring you all the latest news as we do here every week from Ireland. We start off tonight with Only a Woman's Heart. This is a kind of a rap version of it by Irish Women in Harmony.
Heart is low.
Yes, well, that was a big hit back in 1992, I think, and written by Eleanor McAvoy, and she's singing there along with Ruth Ann, Erica Cody and Felice Speaks, Only a Woman's Heart, from the big album Only a Woman's Heart. Right, well, we're on the countdown to a general election in Ireland. No date set yet, but Taoiseach Simon Harris, after discussions with the other two coalition partners, Micheál Martin and Roderick O'Gorman from the Greens, they've decided that the election will take place this year. So obviously some key parts of legislation relating to the last budget has to go through first. So the word on the street is it'll either be the 29th, maybe the 22nd or the 29th of November. November. They won't go into that first Friday in December because that's the night the Late Late Toy Show is on, and there might be too many people watching that. So it looks like the election will take place probably at the end of November. And I suppose the big announcement last week, a great friend of mine, we worked together, Heather Humphreys, Deputy Leader of Fine Gael, she announced to the surprise of many on Saturday night that she wasn't going to seek to be re-elected. She would have topped the poll up in Kevin Monaghan. She's a senior minister and has been for a number of years, but after giving 21 years of service to the community, public life, she decided at coming up to 65 next year, she couldn't face into another 5 years of working hard for her constituents and for the country. And she's also ruled herself out to have a run at the presidency when that election comes up at the end of next year. And I've known Heather well for many years. We worked together in the Ulster Bank back in the early 80s, and she's a wonderful person and well regarded, and it's great to see people going out on their own timescale rather than to be dumped or shafted like lots of politicians do at the end of their career. So there's, I think that's about 18 Fine Gael sitting TDs that won't be seeking re-election. And of course, over the last week, there's been huge fallout for Sinn Féin over cover-ups, and Mary Lou MacDonald had to go into the Dáil this afternoon and apologise and correct the record relating to text messages that was sent by a former colleague and senator over messages of a sexual nature sent to originally, Mary Lou MacDonald said it was a 17-year-old man, but it's now turned out he was a 16-year-old man. And this was from former Senator Nilo Donegal. He's been in lots of trouble. Brian Henry has gone to... Brian Henry? Maybe I've got it wrong there. But the man that announced that he was stepping down last week as a result of a kangaroo court, he's gone to ground. And another TD said she felt unfairly treated. So Sinn Féin... they were riding high in the polls a year ago, but down below 20% now. So this could be a great opportunity for the three coalition partners to work together and be back in the seats of power in early December. Right, a few requests. The first one going out tonight to a man that I went to school with. He's a year older than me, John Mulligan. John's living in London and a regular listener to the programme. And John celebrated the 64th birthday during the week. So John, you would have gone to the Sound of Music Club on many occasions and danced to Big Tom. Here he is on the Four Roads in Glenamanny.
Oh,
great big Tom McBride and the Four Roads to Glenamedy, and that's going out to John Mulligan, who celebrated a birthday listening tonight in London. Also say hello to John's brother Richard. Richard, obviously, grew up with me in Kilcairn as well, and had a great career on the athletics front, and now making a name for himself in the music industry. So Richard, hello to you as well. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and the Sinn Féin TD from Laois Offaly was Brian Stanley, who stood down last week as a result of an investigation into allegations made by somebody, and he's gone to ground since. But looking at the Fine Gael list of TDs, there's 17 gone, and you know, Simon Coveney, Leo Varadkar, Heather Humphreys, Richard Burton, Joe McHugh, Brendan Griffin, Paul Keogh, we guest on the programme here, Michael Creed, The Ringer, Michael Ring from Westport, Charlie Flanagan is gone, Fergus O'Dowd is gone, Kieran Cannon, another man that was on the programme here, Josepha Madigan, Leo, I'm just looking here at the last, Joe Carey, and my Damien English, he got into a bit of controversy over planning issues earlier this year. And of course, Heather last weekend announcing that she's leaving. So certainly, a lot of them people have given many years of service and feel it's time to exit stage left. Sadly, there's a number of investigations, murder investigations happening at the moment. There was a young man killed in Carlow, father of two young children. Police have arrested a female and are not looking for anybody else. There's still the ongoing investigation into the mysterious disappearance of an eight-year-old boy who was only reported missing in August, but police believe now he was murdered over 2 years ago in Drogheda, and there's a lot of inquiries going on relating to that. And what else has happened? There was a number of senior Keenahan gang figures jailed in the UK today, but one of them got off with a light enough sentence, according to one story in the paper here, even though he said when he comes out of jail he's going to lead a very clean life and he's sorry for all of the issues that he was involved with before. Of course, countdown is on now to the November internationals on rugby, and Ireland playing All Blacks Australia and Fiji as part of their November games, and of course we give you the results on the games that were played last weekend, when not a good weekend for Munster in South Africa, Connacht and Galway, Leinster and Ulster notching up wins. Right, we're going to play a song for a woman that's just come back from a couple of nice weeks with her and her family in Cork, but listening in mid-Canterbury. Regular listener to Eileen Ireland Calling, Kathleen Lawler. Welcome back, Kathleen, and we'll play this song. Brings back memories of
by night in the land of the west. I have slept with the red man beneath leafy boughs, and the wild roaring prairies bespangled with flowers. I have tied to the north where the hardy midst the wolf and the bear and the bleak winter snows. I have traveled all climates, but none could I see like the green hills of Cork and my home by the lea. My dreams, I have lived bells on the soft summer wind, but the sweet bells of Shandon are there in my mind. I have mixed with gay dancers my sorrows to hide, but there's none like the maiden who's here by my side. There is not in the land of the slave or the free like the green hills of Cork and my home by the Lee.
Lovely voice of Sean O'Shea with Beautiful City, and we'll dedicate that to Kathleen Lawler and indeed anybody else from Cork that's listening to the programme tonight. And the programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening, whether it's in New Zealand or overseas, I hope you're enjoying the show. Right, I see Johnny Sexton, he's been getting a bit of publicity, not so great publicity down here, a result of his book and his incident Rico Ioane after the World Cup quarterfinal last year, but he's been invited to join as a mentoring role to the Irish team set up. Whether that'll happen in time for the November internationals or Six Nations next year, that's a story coming through there this evening. What else is happening? A hotel owned in the west of Ireland by Dennis O'Brien, one of Ireland's richest men, records losses of over 300,000. Of course, Dennis got the second mobile phone license for Ireland in the 90s. And then went on and set up Digicel, which is a huge conglomerate. And I think pretty much he's nearly out of that now and has a lot of interests in Europe, especially in Portugal. Bought a number of hotels there and golf resorts. What else has been happening in Ireland? Well, the weather is still not too bad. There's, they had the Railway Cup games last week. Connacht and Ulster played out a final that went to extra time and then penalties, with Ulster winning. And of course the reason these games were played was to experiment with a few new rules that the GAA are thinking of implementing. So no result yet on whether any of these rules will be implemented. One of the great properties belonged to Sean Quinn, the Sleeve Russell Hotel, one-time jewel in his business empire, has been sold to an Australian-based developer from County Cavan for an estimated $30 million. I see there's a wind farm being belonged to Quinn that Quinn set up as well. That's also for sale by his former company. Of course, he's still claiming that he was wronged by the decisions by the government back after the global financial crisis. Right, we'll battle on. This time we're going to have Our Lady of Knock by Daniel O'Donnell. Now, this is a long-distance dedication here, going back to Kilcairn, to a woman that listens regularly, Nora Keane. And Nora's from Lissacara, lives in Lissacara in Galway, down Ballymore direction, I think, Nora. And her son, Colm, listens in regularly. He's living in Westport. Another son, Sean, listens in Birmingham. And she's got a grandson, Dylan, who's working down on a big dairy farm down in mid-Canterbury. So I know, Nora, you have a great dedication to Our Lady, and you've been to Knock, your late husband, Micheál, and yourself many times. So I thought only appropriate to have Lady of Knock, and the man himself, Daniel, will sing it for us.
There were people of all ages gathered round the gable wall, poor and humble, little children that you would call. We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, filled with joy. message is unspoken, but the truth in silence lies. So I gaze upon your vision and the truth I try to find. Here I stand with John the teacher and with Joseph at your side, and I see the Lamb of God on the altar glorified. Golden rose, queen of Ireland,
there of Daniel O'Donnell and Lady of Knock, and that song going out a special request to Nora Keane, listening in Lissacara in Galway, and saying hello to Colm, her son, in Westport, Sean in Birmingham, and grandson Dylan down here in New Zealand in Mid Canterbury, working on a large dairy farm. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, Capley Coast and Wellington on a Sunday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. As our days are getting a bit longer here, the days are getting shorter over there in Ireland. It's the weekend of the Dublin City Marathon this weekend in Ireland, and I see there's a story in one of the new websites over the last few days, a lady from, I'm pretty sure, Dundalk. She's about to run her 1000th marathon. She did the first one in about 93, and this is it, 1000 marathon. This might be her last one. And I think from memory, I heard her being interviewed a few weeks ago. She was in her certainly late 30s before she ran her first marathon. But it's a very popular event, the Dublin City Marathon. I was training for one myself once, but didn't quite make it. I did a big run about a few weeks before the marathon and pulled some ligaments. But I want to say hello to my brother Owen and his two boys. They're travelling from Guernsey, Shorsha and Garrodge to run the marathon this weekend. And daughter Sinead from London is going over to cheer them on, along with other members of the family. So we'll play you two in Beautiful Day, and let's hope it will be a beautiful day in Dublin on Sunday for the marathon. You too, and beautiful day and good luck to everybody running in the Dublin City Marathon this weekend, and I think the Auckland one is on here the following weekend. Of course, this time last year, you too did a series of concerts at the Sphere in Las Vegas, and I think somebody said they could have banked 40 million for the 3 months that they were there, but not sure we'll ever see them doing the big global world tours again. Of course, came to New Zealand on a number of occasions. Now, if you want to go and watch something Irish, there's the British and Irish Film Festival is running at the moment, and there's a couple of movies. Well, there's one movie with an Irish connection. Colm Meaney is featuring in it. It's called The Problem with the People. If you want to go and see that, Google it. And of course, there's a number of Irish acts coming down here next year. Tumbling Paddies are coming here. There's an Irish dance troupe in the Bruce Mason, middle of November. And who else is coming? John Bishop, a Liverpudlian with Irish connections. He's touring here in November as well. So there's plenty of entertainment with Irish connections here at the moment. And as I said, if you missed the start of the programme, the three coalition leaders, Fianna Gael, led by Taoiseach Simon Harris, Micheál Martin from Fianna Fáil, Roderick O'Gorman from the Greens, have all decided that the next general election will take place this year. And obviously, there's a number of key pieces of legislature that has to go through the Dáil and Shannon before the election is called. And because once the election is called, that basically brings the shutters down on this particular term of office for TDs and ministers and senators. So once this important laws are passed, these are passed, it looks like the election will be called. And somebody said maybe a 3-4 week campaign. A 3 week campaign, you're talking the 29th of November, a Friday, or a 4 week campaign into that first week of December. But as I mentioned earlier, there's rumours that the, well, I think the Late Late Show Toy Show is on that first Friday in December, so maybe not a good day to have the election. But anyway, we might know by next week's programme. We'll bring it to you here on the programme as soon as news come through. But on a more important note now, it's county finals time and semi-finals time all around the country at the moment. And after this weekend's rounds of United Rugby Championships, the focus is on Ireland's November internationals, with three test matches against Australia, New Zealand and Fiji. And the Australian team, led by former Irish and All Blacks assistant coach Joe Schmidt, they're doing the big Grand Slam. And I remember in 1984 going to see Ireland play Australia at the old Lansdowne Road, and I'm pretty sure that was the time that the Wallabies won that Grand Slam tour. Right, this time we're going to go with the we're going with the Cranberries. I'm just trying to look here, and just my imagination. Yes, it's hard to believe Dolores O'Riordan, who we hear there, vocals with the Cranberries, not with us anymore. A fantastic group. And, you know, really came to fame in the 90s in Ireland. But sadly, Dolores, probably coming up now to 3 years, maybe into January next, since she passed away, might even before. You're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, of course, as well as events happening in Ireland, the international events, the election in the US, and the events happening in the Middle East are certainly all dominating the newspapers in Ireland over the last few weeks. And I see the RTE programme, RTE's Ireland's Fittest Family, the first programme, which this has been driven by former Clare hurler and manager Davy Fitzgerald. They've had to postpone the first programme as a result of the death of a young contestant. And I see here the latest role here, Brian Stanley's wife, the former Sinn Féin. She's been appointed to a European role by Sinn Féin. Former Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley's wife, Councillor Caroline Duane Stanley, been appointed to a role by the party. She's been nominated as one of Irish representatives for the European Committee of the Regions for the next 5-year term from 25 to 30. So they might have shafted her husband, but they've given Brian's wife a job. What else is happening? There's a few stories there going back to the tragedy about the young boy, Kyran Durin, from Drogheda, who police suspect is now dead. He was only reported missing at the end of August this year. But child agency Tusla said it notified Gardaí of its significant concern around the missing boy in August this year. So the Gardaí are searching three places of interest in Drogheda. Of course, the people that are living there have nothing to do with the searches, but obviously people that lived there a number of years ago are helping out police with inquiries and tributes being paid to the adored father who was stabbed to death in his house in County Carlow last night. A youngish man in his 30s, and he was only 30, Darren Quigley, from the New Oak estate, and the father of two young children. Right, we're going to go back, and we'll go with John Spillane, All the Ways That You Want.
if you take the long way, if you take the long way home, down where the magicians and the dreamers roam, through the mountains of the morning, through the valleys of night, searching for
you wonder. That's John Spillane there, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. John Bean from Cork. We'll have a look at the Examiner, formerly the Irish, was now called the Irish Examiner. For years it was called the Cork Examiner. They're leading with a story saying that a temporary security gate at Leinster House cost almost 14,000 and made TDs late. This is according to ANTA leader Heather Tobin. Said the gate was both extremely expensive and incredibly flawed. This is on top of the bike shelter that cost 360 grand and 1.5 or 6 million for another doorway going into another, I think, the Department of Finance. Fergus Findlay, former advisor to, pretty sure it was Dick Spring, but certainly Labour Party, might have been a senator as well. He's saying there's no room for panic as an election finish line comes into focus. Terry Prone, she's given advice to everybody. She said last week Mary Lou would have a big job to convince the public to make her Ireland's first Taoiseach. As the election looms, the real experts to seek out are the canvassers. And Mick Clifford, another columnist, he says, what will the key issues of an election be? Or what will the key issues be? I think it's all going to come back down to housing, seems to be the big problem. Of course, the government in the last budget had a giveaway about 9 billion, and there's more to spend with the huge revenues coming in from all the big corporates that are in Ireland. What else is happening? Well, there, Donal Linehan is talking about the front-loaded Sharks will waste no time in preying on the Munster set piece. Munster well beaten last week in South Africa, and now I see their coach Graham Rountree is looking for a temporary solution, looking for a prop, obviously hit by injuries. But meanwhile, Leinster, they've had a great record. They've, I think, 4 from 4 or 5 from 5 in their games played so far, and their bank account would be bulging as a result of the 81,000 people that went to see the game in Croke Park a few weeks ago. All right, we'll move on with Hosier and the Park.
I have all the money that here I have. I spend it in good company. And of all the harm that here I done, alas, it was to none but me.
They're sorry for my girl.
And singing The Parting Glass, that came from an appearance he was on the Late Late Show. And you can see Hozier, he's in New Zealand in November. He's playing at the Spark Arena on the 20th of November, just over a month away. He's in Christchurch on the 22nd and 23rd down at the Wolfbrook Arena down there. So if you want to go and see Hozier. Right, we'll run through some of the county finals that were played last week. Now, we had a big storm, Ashley, that caused havoc in many parts of the country. So there was several postponements of semi-finals and finals. But anyway, the Roscommon Senior Football Final, Pádraig Pearse to see off Gales. And to secure a third win in 6 years. The Antrim Senior Hurling Championship Final, Cush and Dáil retain their title as they edge out Dunloy. Cavan, Crossarloch blow Rammer away to power to their 11th title. Now the Tipperary Senior Football Championship Final, Loughmore Castle Eanie dethroned the Clonmel Commercials team. The Meath Senior Football Championship Final, Matthew Costello digs deep to drive Dunshockland to its first title in 22 years. Offaly Senior Hurling Championship Final, Adam Screeny's late scores helped Kilcormac Killoughy defend their title. Dublin Senior Football Championship Final, Coola underdogs bite off Kilmacud's four in a row hopes to make history. I think that's the first title for Coola and former Kilcairn man there, Shane Walsh, playing with Kilmacud Crokes. Certainly contributed to the game, but not the star player that he was in previous games. Now, the Cork Senior Hurling Championship Final, Imokilly's final quarter blitz in Sarsfield stay as champions. And Dara O'Shea talking about the Railway Cup matches. He said Jim Gavin did a great sales pitch, but referees are said to be under a lot of pressure as new rules are made to work. Now, I know one of the games that was cancelled was the Limerick Wicklow County Final, which was played, which was due to play last week. I know Tinnehealy is in the final against Bolton Glass. And speaking of Tinnehealy, I'm just remembering our great friend from Tinnehealy, Colin Brennan. Colin lived in New Zealand for many years. And yeah, Bolton Glass are playing Tinnehealy, that game now on Saturday the 26th. But Colin died almost 9 years ago, but a wonderful goldsmith and jeweller. And there's many a woman here in New Zealand wearing rings that Colin made. So we send our greetings to friends of Colin listening here in New Zealand. And we've got time for a few more songs. We'll go with Damien Dempsey. He's bringing out a new album in early November. And this is the title track, Hold On Your Joy. We'll be right back. Damien Dempsey there, and Hold Your Joy. That's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here on a Wednesday night in Auckland, and our delayed broadcasts in Christchurch on Saturday night, Capley Coast and Wellington on Sunday afternoon. And greetings to people listening around New Zealand and indeed around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. I'll be back again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. So from me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless. And we'll leave you tonight with the Chieftains and the Dingle set as they take us away for another week. Take it away there, Paddy, and the lads, the Dingle set.